This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They grow up so fast.
I'm up on the tie wire.
Rich with the aroma of love. The Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes you just say things. You have to be in this room, you'd understand.
Right.
Here's Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz Girdley, in your crazy crocodile shirt.
Crazy kooky shirt. Hi, Donna Mike. Oh, and one other consumer note. As big as it is, you could spend all day at IKEA, and now you can spend the night. In fact, you could spend the whole weekend, if you like. In Norway, IKEA stores will provide beds for their customers who need to finish their shopping the following day.
What, but do they put them together for you? That is the question.
I believe they're already assembled. The rooms are like college dorms with a lot of stacking beds, but you get to keep your sheets after you use them, and your IKEA bathrobe and your IKEA slippers. There's even a bridal suite that is private. Overnight guests get a private tour of the store.
Itchy IKEA.
While they're there.
Itchy IKEA. That's a new ad campaign. I am itching to go to IKEA.
Okay, parents of the year. A few months ago, 25-year-old Michael Straw of Reno got an inheritance check for $50,000.
He was the last one to get it, too.
The last straw?
Yeah.
He spent it all.
He gave it to his son, Bendy.
Bendy Straw.
Bendy.
Spent it all on computer equipment and a big plasma TV.
He broke a camel's back. He was so strong.
Mm-hmm. I think you might be the winner, unless Mr. Last Word wants to get something in there. You know.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Forget it. King of straw.
That's right.
King of straw.
King of straw. That was a great Police song.
So after spending all of his $50,000 inheritance on a big plasma TV and some computer gear, Mike and his 23-year-old wife started going online to play Dungeons & Dragons. It became an obsession that consumed them. They almost forgot their two children, the 22-month-old boy and the 11-month-old girl. Fortunately, someone noticed and reported this. Social workers have now rescued the kids just in time to save them from starving.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Both kids are now in the hospital being treated for starvation, dehydration, and infection.
Their other kid, Crazy.
Crazy Straw?
Crazy Straw. And that's with a K, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Crazy Straw.
Both parents will now be sent to a dungeon to meet some real dragons. They each face up to 12 years in prison.
Good. Leave them there. Let them rot.
Yeah. Ice cream isn't the only danger of summer. In Centerville, Virginia, a man's been injured after an explosion in his garage.
You hear about this one?
Mm-hmm. Quoting a spokesman for the
Bureau. I seen it on the news last night.
There's still a big question mark on this guy. I'm not buying the fact that they've determined that he was making fireworks.
That's what he said. That's what the guess was.
He had like
ATF.
Tons of chemicals and junk in his
And fertilizer, which is what they use to make things go boom.
Weren't they really alluding to the fact last night on the news that he was a bomb maker?
That's what they were saying. Have they completely exonerated him from that scenario?
No, they have not. In fact, they say felony charges will now be filed against this guy.
Okay,
so,
good.
Maybe a little more going on there than fireworks, which was the original story.
Does he also make T-shirts?
Yeah, so the news last night was, here in the D.C. area, suburban house explosion.
Right.
And then they said, the first story that Mike said, just a man who was good-naturedly making fireworks.
And of course, it's the local news, they get that really hard-hitting investigative journalism. The police said that it's an unusual amount of chemicals. What do you think, Barbara?
I'm Darcy Spencer, and once again, it's raining, and I forgot my hat. She looks like a wet little rat sometimes when she's out there doing a report.
We have had fun with local newscasters today.
It's been a theme. Oh, and also, summer injuries. Heads up at the ballpark. At Yankee Stadium, a tourist suffered a broken neck.
Incredible!
When another man fell on him from an upper deck. That's right. It was an upper decker. The falling man was drunk and never apologized as he was dragged away by his friend. There they go.
Didn't you think that this would be a guy that, fell... that the guy that broke his neck fell out of the seats, went down. No.
He was like two rows above him, right?
He got rolled over on by this guy. The guy that rolled over on him walked away. Breaks his neck.
Uh-huh. And they said it became was a millimeter away from being paralyzed.
Yeah, completely effed up.
Fortunately, the man with the broken neck isn't paralyzed and will be okay once the neck brace comes off. Mm-hmm. Now, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles over the weekend announced it'll pay at least $660 million.
I'm looking at a payday, Buzz.
To people who were sexually abused by pedophile priests.
I am looking at a payday. It's $1 million per priest.
It's highway robbery is what it is.
A little over that, really. It's the biggest settlement payout by an archdiocese so far. The L.A. Archdiocese is facing even more than 500 court cases.
Why don't you kiss me while we're handing that out, huh? I like to be kissed when I'm getting you-know-what.
I am God.
There you go.
The first case would have gone to trial today. The $660 million, however, will wipe out most, if not all, of those cases.
I heard they've been pardoned.
No trials at all. That's my edict. Stay out of court.
That's right.
I give you my solemn word.
Thank you, Duke.
As Don indicated, each victim will get well over $1 million in compensation to be paid by the church and its insurance companies. The Orange County Archdiocese paid $100 million last year to settle 90 claims.
I'm thinking about this.
Yeah.
What did you call State Farm, Nationwide? Hey, hi, it's the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. Listen, we got like maybe 600 priests that have molested people, molested little kids. What's our deductible on that? You know, we're going to pay $1 million each to each person that was molested by one of these priests.
You better talk to the caveman.
First thing I learned about Indian fighting was to wait for daylight.
That is unrelated to my current dilemma.
I thought priests did not eat meat on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The Indian fighting is good experience for our kind of conversations.
Indian fighting.
A lot of payouts. The Diocese of Covington, Kentucky paid $84 million to settle 552 cases. Now, five dioceses have been forced into bankruptcy in the U.S. by these payouts. Tucson, Spokane, Portland, Oregon, Davenport, Iowa, and San Diego.
That's how we handle it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Suck a D, take a little boy, take a little kid, ruin him for life, and then go, well, here's $1 million. Now we're Catholics. Everybody, follow our rules.
Keep it quiet.
Please, eat one. Eat a big one. Goddamn, the Pope. You know who he is? He's a man, just flesh and bones.
That's where we part company there, Donnie.
He takes a nice bowel movement every day, and I got news for you. It stinks just like yours does.
Au contraire, mon frère. Daisies. Daisies come out of that bowl.
Sex by the numbers. Researchers at the University of Austin surveyed a couple thousand people between the ages of 17 and 52 about why they have sex. How many reasons do you think they heard?
Because it feels so good.
Oh, that was way up there.
There's the that's got to be number one.
It was way up there, but there were really 236 other answers they got in this survey. People also said they did it for exercise or to get warm.
Please.
Or as a sleeping pill, or to get revenge, or to cause the breakup of a couple, or to get a job, or just to break the boredom of it all.
How about just it feels good?
That was on there.
That's number one.
It feels so good.
Other reasons included to make the other person feel good.
And oh, please.
Because
I'm sorry.
Because I was in love.
Oh, come on.
And to feel closer to God.
Wow.
Oh, you wouldn't know anything about that now, would you, Buzz?
Not a thing. Finally, a nudity emergency has been declared in Brattleboro, Vermont.
Okay.
Vermont's a liberal state with lots of trees and privacy, so there is no state law against nudity. It's up to the towns.
It's a great town.
A lot of artists live in Brattleboro, and you know how they are.
Look at the size of his unit.
So Brattleboro's become a mecca for people walking around without clothing, and that's proven to be bad for business downtown where they sell a lot of cheese. The town selectmen.
Gilman. Why don't you come over here and push my leg up?
The town selectmen will vote tomorrow night on an emergency ordinance banning public nudity. Like with that nude skateboarder the other day who was stopped by the cops downtown for his blatant disregard of the public welfare. Skateboarding on the sidewalk in Brattleboro is illegal. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
That's it. We gotta go. See you tomorrow with a new episode. Everybody, check out our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. See you later. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
I'd like to take a moment, if I may, and have the last word.
I got it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.